good.
Is this on?
No, I'm not stepping.
This? Okay, we're good. Yeah? Okay. So this is packet 8. Okay, I want to do Chazar for packet 8 for Mitzvah Mitzvah. I think this title was, Bedika B'Shas Vesta. I didn't write it down, but I think that's what the topic was. So, there is a Gemara Nida Daf Tezayin, I think, that says that if the woman who's supposed to check, do a Bedika B'Shas Vesta, and she didn't check, for whatever reason. She forgot, she didn't check. What's the halacha? So, lo bedika b'shas vesta, what's the halacha? And so you have a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. So Shmuel said she's just asura. We have to assume that she had her period and she's asura. Rav says, no, let her do a bedika afterwards. And so until she does the bedika afterwards, we'll say she's tamea, because we don't know. But once she does that bedika afterwards, that will determine her status. If it's taka tame, so she'll be tame. But if it ends up being a good bedika, even though it's after the vest passed, if the bedika comes out tahora, then she will be tahora. So basically, Shmuel says she's always a surah if she didn't do a bedika b'shas vesta. And Rav says, let him do a bedika now, and tmeya tmeyam, tahora tahora. That's the Gemara. And one of the ways the Gemara explains that machlokas is do we hold vestas deraisa, vestas derabanan? If you hold vestas deraisa, so then you hold that we have to assume that the dam came in its right time, and even though you checked afterwards and you don't see anything, you assume that maybe it came to Shas Vesta. You have to assume that, and she just missed it, fell to the ground, and therefore no matter what happens afterwards, even if you do a bedika after the Yom Vest, it's irrelevant. She's Tamei Orach Bizman Oba. The Nidus came in its rightful time. And if you hold Vestas Derabanan, then you don't assume that on the Raisa level. It's just a Chiyav Midrabanan that the Rabanan imposed upon the women that Peshas on Yom Vest, she has to do a Bedika. But if she didn't do it, so all is not lost. Let her do a Bedika after, and then her status will be determined based on that. Okay. So far, we're all talking about a woman who has a Vestas Kavua. Okay, we're going to talk about a Vestas Kavua shortly. So, what? In the end of the day, just to cut to the chase, there are a couple of days in the Rishonim, and let me just tell you how they're quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so in Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Pei Dalid Sif Tes, the Shulchan Aruch quotes 2 days. The Stam Deya is based on the Ran's Prat and the Rambam, and that is Avar Havest V'lo Vodka. If the vest passed and she didn't do a bedika and she didn't have a hargasha, then the way this shita learns, this Ran, is that she is tahora even if she does not do a bedika. Okay, that's the upshot of that day in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, that one is the Gemara we could discuss later, but that is the bottom line shita. Okay, v'yesh omrim. That she is asura until she does the bedika, right? And if she does the bedika, then im tahora tahora im tmeya tmeya. She's a rav, because vestas derabanan. Okay? And that would be exactly parallel how we just explained the Gemara Daf Tezayin. Now the first sheet understands the Gemara, we can discuss later, but right, I'm saying the first shita also is, but it would take me a couple more minutes to explain it. You know, the shita is how the Ran learns the Gemara, so we could discuss that after. Because in Tmeya Tmeya, Torah Torah, so what's the stomus? So you have to say, no, the stomus is Tahora. Only if she is Tmeya, then Tameya. Why does it say Tahora? So since it said Tmeya, it says Tahora. So that I just said that quickly. You got that?
And who is the second
sheet of the Shem? So that is the Rashba, Ravid, Ramban. That's the and the Ramah says v'hachi nahuk, like that second day. Okay, so those are the 2 days in Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Pei Dalet Sif Tes. Okay, but now if you fast forward a little bit to Kuf Pei Tes Dalet, okay, so this is a little bit easy to remember. Kuf Pei Dalet Tes, and then Kuf Pei Tes Dalet. In Kuf Pei Tes Dalet, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this din again, except he only quotes one day, and that's Asura Ad Shetivdok. Like the Yesh Omer he said in Kuf Pei Dalet. So while in Kuf Pei Dalet Tes, he quotes two days, and then you think that, you know, the first day is the Ikir Day, and the Yesh Omer is the secondary shita, but in Kuf Pei Tes Dalet, he quotes only one shita, and that's the Yesh Omrim, which he quoted earlier, which is Asura Asha Tivduk. Okay? So that's how the Shulchan Aruch breaks down, this halacha. Now, one important qualification, and that is this whole machlis, all these shitas we just said, was by a woman who has a veses kavua, and she didn't do a bedika on Yom HaVest. What if she has a veses she'ino kavua, which is like what most women this man has to have? Then the halacha is, as the Rashba explicates, that then, kuliyam alo pligi, everyone would agree that if the Yom Vest passes, and she does, then she's tahora even b'li bedika, even below bedika. Okay? So even the chumra de kashitas that we had, asura asha tivdok, that was only by Vest kavua or owner veinonis, which has the status of Vest kavua. Okay. Now, one shita just to be mindful of, just to put on the table there, and that is that, I believe the Shach quotes, that there is a Shitas Yireim. And the Shitas Yireim holds that when we say, remember we said that second day of Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Pei Dalet Tes, which was the only day in Kuf Pei Tes Dalet, that Asur Asher Tivduk, so the Yireim holds that that's only, she has to do the Bedika immediately after the Yom HaVest. Like she forgot, and she's like, oh, it's right after the day, it's right after Shkia, whatever it is, she does it right away. Right? But if she waits too long, then we don't care, then it's irrelevant. Then she's Asura anyway. So this Yireim is based on him being Choshesh for Rabbi Zeira in the Gemara, which basically means, boils down to him being Choshesh for the Shita of Vestos Deraisa. Because this halacha is what comes out if you hold the Vestos Deraisa Shita in the Gemara. Okay? The Shach quotes this, however, the Shach does say that he quotes the Beis Yosef, this is against the Stima Kol HaPoskim. This is not the norm. Those who say that you have to do a bedika, it's even Achar Zman. You remember the next day, the day after, whenever it is, there's no halacha, it has to be right after. So that's a Shita Yechida of the Reim because of Vestas Deraisa, but we generally hold Vestas Rabbanon, and the Stima HaPoskim is Afila Achar Zman. Okay.
Bedika has to be right.
Right after. Meaning, when we say that we allow the woman to do a bedika after the Yom Vest, that's only if she does it right after the Yom Vest.
What does that mean, right after?
Meaning, she remembers it's like right after Shkia. She's like, oh, I didn't do bedika today, let me do it right now. Yeah, but if she can't remember tomorrow. She can't remember the day after, according to the. And the Shach points out that's the Shita Yireim, but that's a Shita Yechida. From the basis, he points out that Stima Skola Poskin is that even if you could do it tomorrow, the day after, all based on Vestas Rabbanan. Not like Yireim was being Choshesh for Vestas Rabbanan. Okay? Now, two more points here. One point is based on the Gemara in Nida Daf Tes Vav, which is a man comes from Haderach and he finds his wife. So she's Becheskas Tahora. No, Nishayan Becheskas Har Levalayan. And so the way the Rambam learns that Gemara, again, it's bold to say the way the Rambam, the way that some Nosekel learn the Rambam, which is based, I think, the Magen Mishnah, if I'm not mistaken, and the Ran, that is even if the man comes back after her arrest, meaning he comes back who knows when. As long as it's not Mamash the Yom Vesta, she's Muteris, she's Tahora. Now, that means that he is allowed to have tashmish with her, even if she is sleeping. Meaning, if she's awake, she'll tell him, I'm Tamei, I'm Tahora, she'll let him know. But the halacha is, even if she's sleeping, she doesn't have to even, he doesn't have to be mevarer, even whether she's Tamei or Tahora, since Vestos de Rabbanon, so, and this is not Peshas Vest, so we do not assume that the Vest came, and as long as he left her when she was Tahora, that Chazaka continues, and that Cheskas Tara continues. If when he left she was Tameya, then the Cheskas Tameya continues. But If that's what Becheskes Tavra, even if he came back, again, the way that this Shita learns the Rambam, even after, who knows, he comes back months later, he could assume that she's Tahora. Which is, Rabbi Simon points out, it's a Mechudash Tekes Shita, but that's how at least some learn the Shita's Rambam. Last point is the based on the Tosefta. How many times does a woman have to do a bedikah on Yom HaVest? You said she has to do a bedikah. How many times? So Tosefta says a lashon of pa'amayim, twice. And that's why Rav Avadia Yosef Paskin said a woman should ideally do a bedikah twice during that day, based on the Tosefta. However, the lashon of Shulchan Aruch, Rav Ozner points out, lashon of Shulchan Aruch is only once a day. One bedikah a day. And that's the minhag ha'olam, is to just do one bedikah a day. And that's basically it. Okay.